Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the annual and special meeting of shareholders of Atlantic Power Corporation. My name is Irving Gerstein. I am Chair of the Board of Directors, and I will act as Chair of today's meeting. With your permission, I would like to begin with the formal part of the meeting, following which I will ask Jim Moore, our President and CEO, and Terry Ronan, our CFO, to discuss Atlantic Power's business strategies and review our financial results, following which they will answer your questions. I will commence by introducing the people joining me at the head table. To my right, Jim Moore and Terry Ronan. We are pleased to have other members of our Board of Directors in the audience today. I would ask the members to stand when I announce their names: Foster Duncan, Holly Ladany, Kevin Howell, Teresa Wrestel, and Gil Palter. As was indicated in our Management Information Circular for the meeting, Atlantic has decided to reduce the size of the board, and as a result, six individuals are standing for election at this year's meeting. I would like to take this opportunity, on behalf of the board, to thank Teresa Wrestel for her service to the board since 2014. It was truly a pleasure, Teresa, working with you, and we wish you all the best for future endeavors. I will now proceed with the formalities of this meeting. The meeting will now come to order. With the consent of the meeting, I will ask Bill Gorman to act as Secretary of the meeting. With the consent of the meeting, I ask Kate Stevens and Patty Saganis of Computershare Investor Services to act as scrutineers. A notice calling the meeting, together with a Management Information Circular and annual report, were provided to each shareholder on the record date for the meeting. Additional copies of these materials are also available at this meeting. We have received an affidavit of mailing from Computershare Investor Services Inc., Atlantic Power's transfer agent, confirming the mailing of the notice, and this notice has been tabled. With the consent of the meeting, I will dispense with the reading of the notice calling the meeting. The scrutineer's preliminary report on attendance has been received. We confirm that a quorum is present. A copy of their report is available with the Secretary for inspection. I now declare the meeting to be properly constituted for the transaction of business. On behalf of the board, I thank those shareholders who have chosen to attend the meeting today. I also thank those who submitted their proxies in advance. To make the best use of our time today, certain shareholders and proxy holders have been asked to move and second all motions which are called for in the notice of meeting. This is not intended in any way to limit your right to participate in the meeting. Shareholders who wish to make comments relating to these motions may do so after the motion has been seconded. With respect to the election of directors, the appointment of auditors, and the amendment to the Fifth Amended and Restated Long-Term Incentive Plan, voting will be conducted by a show of hands unless a ballot is demanded. For the non-binding vote on executive compensation and the frequency of the non-binding vote on executive compensation, voting will be by way of ballot. The first item of business is the presentation of the consolidated financial statements of Atlantic Power for the year ended December 31st, 2016, and the auditor's report thereon. A copy of the financial statements was included in the annual report previously provided to shareholders. Shareholders are not asked to take any action regarding the financial statements, but if any shareholder has questions, then they can bring them before Jim and Terry when we discuss the financial results. We will now proceed with the election of directors. As I previously mentioned, Atlantic Power currently has seven directors, and six directors are proposed to be elected at today's annual meeting. Apart from the directors listed in the Management Information Circular and proxy statement for this meeting, no additional individuals have been nominated for election. Terry Ronan has been asked to place before the meeting the names of those persons proposed to be nominated for election as directors.
I nominate Irving Gerstein, Foster Duncan, Kevin Howell, Holly Letani, Gil Palter, and Jim Moore.
I second the nominations.
We will now proceed with the election of each of the persons who have been nominated for election as directors of the company. All corporations listed on the Toronto Stock Exchange are required to elect directors individually. Consistent with this requirement, shareholders have been provided with the opportunity to vote for each nominee or withhold their vote on an individual basis. In addition, the Board of Directors has adopted a majority voting policy. Under that policy, a director is required to tender his or her resignation if he or she is elected with more votes withheld from voting than cast in favor of his or her election. Based on the proxies received, each of the nominees has votes for his or her election representing more than the requisite majority of the votes cast, and if elected, none of the nominees would be required to tender their resignation under the majority voting policy. In light of this, I propose that we proceed with a single motion to elect the nominees and vote on the matter by a show of hands. Would Mr. Ronan please move and Mr. Moore second a resolution for the election of the six persons nominated as directors and direct me as chair to cast a single ballot for their election.
I move that each of the six persons nominated is hereby elected as a director of Atlantic Power to hold office until the next annual meeting of shareholders or until his or her successor is elected or appointed, and the chair is hereby authorized to cast a single ballot the election of each of the six persons as a director of Atlantic Power.
I second the motion.
Would all those in favor of the resolution please so signify by raising your hand. Contrary, if any, I declare the motion carried. I declare that each of Irving Gerstein, Foster Duncan, Kevin Howell, Holly Ladani, Gil Palter, and Jim Moore has been duly elected as a director of Atlantic Power to hold office until the next annual meeting of shareholders or until his or her successor is duly elected or appointed. We will now proceed with the appointment of auditors and the authorization of the Board of Directors to fix the remuneration. Mr. Ronan, may I have a motion to appoint the auditors of Atlantic Power, please?
I move that KPMG LLP be appointed as the auditors of Atlantic Power to hold office until the next annual meeting of shareholders or until their successor is duly appointed, and that the Board of Directors be authorized to fix their remuneration. The Chair is hereby authorized to cast a single ballot in favor of this resolution.
I second the motion.
Thank you. You have heard the motion. Are there any questions? Would all those in favor of the resolution please so signify by raising your hand. Contrary, if any, I declare the motion carried. I declare that KPMG LLP has been appointed as auditors of Atlantic Power to hold office until the next annual meeting of shareholders or until their successor is appointed, and that the Board of Directors is authorized to fix their remuneration. We will now consider a non-binding advisory vote on the compensation of Atlantic Power's named executive officers. Mr. Ronan, may I have a motion, please, to approve on a non-binding advisory basis the compensation of the named executive officers, please.
I move that the compensation of Atlantic Power's named executive officers be approved on a non-binding advisory basis. The chair is hereby authorized to cast a single ballot in favor of this resolution.
I second the motion.
Thank you. You have heard the motion. Are there any questions? It will be necessary to vote by ballot on this resolution, and I therefore direct that a ballot be taken. Ballots were handed out prior to the meeting to proxy holders and have been submitted and tabulated. On the basis of this tabulation, the resolution has been duly carried by the requisite majority of the votes cast at this meeting, and I accordingly declare the resolution approved on a non-binding advisory basis. As this is a non-binding advisory vote only, the board will take into consideration the result of this vote when determining the compensation of the named executive officers. We will now consider a non-binding advisory vote on whether the non-binding advisory vote on compensation of Atlantic Power's named executive officers should be held every 1, 2 or 3 years. As described in the Management Information Circular and Proxy Statement, the Board has determined that an advisory vote on the named executive officer compensation that occurs every year is the most appropriate alternative to Atlantic Power and therefore recommends that shareholders vote in this manner. Mr. Ronan, may I have a motion to approve on a non-binding advisory basis that the non-binding advisory vote on compensation of the named executive officers occur every year, please?
I move that the non-binding advisory vote on compensation of Atlantic Power's named executive officers be approved every year on a non-binding advisory basis. The chair is hereby authorized to cast a single ballot in favor of this resolution.
I second the motion.
Thank you. You have heard the motion. Are there any questions?
Yes. Where do we find out what the compensation to each director is?
You will find that in the proxy circuit, circular. The proxy circular. It's in the circular.
This is what you received in the mail.
There is one available, and we can certainly make that available to you, ma'am. Thank you very much for asking. Thank you. You have heard the motion. It will be necessary to vote by ballot on this resolution, and I therefore direct that a ballot be taken. Ballots are handed out prior to the meeting to proxy holders and have been submitted and tabulated. On the basis of this tabulation, a majority of the votes cast have voted in favor of holding a non-binding advisory vote annually on the non-binding advisory vote on compensation of Atlantic Power's named executive officers, and I accordingly declare them approved. As this is a non-binding advisory vote only, the board will take into consideration the result of this vote when determining the frequency of voting on the compensation of Atlantic Power's named executive officers. We will now consider, and if thought advisable, approve an ordinary resolution, the full text of which is set forth in Schedule B to the Management Information Circular and Proxy Statement for this meeting, to approve, ratify, and confirm Amendment Number 2 to the 5th Amended and Restated Long-Term Incentive Plan of Atlantic Power. As described in the Management Information Circular and Proxy Statement, the purpose of the amendment is to increase the aggregate number of common shares that may be issued under the long-term incentive plan upon the redemption of notional shares. Pursuant to the amendment, the number of common shares issuable under the long-term incentive plan will be increased from 3 million common shares to 6 million common shares, thereby adding an additional 3 million common shares. Unless the number of common shares available for issuance under the long-term incentive plan is increased, Atlantic Power will be required to either redeem notional shares 100% in cash with respect to a portion of the currently outstanding notional shares, or stop making grants under the long-term incentive plan. The Compensation Committee of Atlantic Power considers the long-term incentive plan to be an integral part of its overall compensation program, incentivizing employees to achieve strategic, financial, and operational objectives, and aligning the interests of employees directly with those of the shareholders. Given the important role of the long-term incentive plan plays in the compensation of eligible employees, the Board of Directors considers the amendment to the long-term incentive plan to be in the best interests of Atlantic Power and recommends that shareholders vote in favor. Mr. Ronan, may I please have a motion to approve the ordinary resolution approving, ratifying, and confirming the amendment to the long-term incentive plan?
I move that the ordinary resolution in the form set out in the Management Information Circular and Proxy Statement for this meeting approving, ratifying, and confirming the amendment to the long-term incentive plan be approved. The chair is hereby authorized to cast a single ballot in favor of this resolution.
I second the motion.
Thank you. You have heard the motion. Are there any questions? It is now in order to vote on the motion. The resolution is required to be passed by the affirmative vote of a majority of the votes cast by shareholders present in person or represented by proxy on the resolution at the meeting. Would all those in favor of the resolution please so signify by raising your hand? Contrary, if any, I declare the motion carried. I declare that the ordinary resolution approving, ratifying, and confirming the amendment to the long-term incentive plan in accordance with the form of the resolution set out in the management information circular and proxy statement for this meeting was passed by the affirmative vote of a majority of the votes cast. Ladies and gentlemen, we have now completed the formal part of the meeting. If there is no further business, I will ask Mr. Ronan for a motion to terminate the meeting.
I move that the meeting be terminated.
I second the motion.
Would all those in favor of the motion please so signify by raising your hand. Contrary, if any? Thank you. I declare the motion carried and the annual special meeting of shareholders of Atlantic Power Corporation terminated. On behalf of management and the board of directors, I would like to thank you for attending today. Now that the formal part of the meeting has been concluded, I will turn the meeting over to Terry Ronan, our CFO, to be followed by Jim Moore to answer your questions. Thank you.